Now, we're getting used to pop stars giving away their music for nothing on the internet. Radiohead famously asked their fans to pay what they wanted for their last album, which turned out to average less than £3. Bruce Springsteen, Prince and the Eagles have also been giving their work away. Now, classical artists are following suit. Tasmin Little, who's one of the world's leading violinists, will make her new recording, the first in 4 years, available online for free. The Naked Violin, as it's called, is aimed at people who wouldn't necessarily buy a classical CD and will include what Little hopes are accessible pieces. She came into our studio to explain why she's doing it.
The idea is to try to remove any last remaining barriers that people might perceive are there towards classical music and classical musicians. I think it's become a little bit fashionable to say, oh, classical music is elitist, it's inaccessible. And I'm not sure that this is still the case, but just in case it really is still the case, that's why I want to do it. I really want there to be no problem for people to actually access a recording. You don't have to go and buy it in a shop. You don't have to spend any money whatsoever. You only have to find a computer and click on a button and try it.
But money isn't the only barrier, is it? I mean, it's one thing putting it on the web, but how do you get beyond that? There are all sorts of other kind of social blocks, aren't there, that people have, cultural blocks about classical music.
I agree. And in fact, alongside my recording, I'm putting out a three-step challenge because I would like to find out what people perceive as the problem. My three-step challenge is, first of all, to download my recording. Secondly, I want people to write to my website and tell me what they think about the music, whether they liked it, if they didn't like it, why they didn't like it. And third step is to challenge me to tell me what it is that I still need to do in order to get people into a concert hall.
Now, you've come into the Front Row studio today with two different instruments, two absolutely wonderful instruments. And one of the things you're going to do on your website is demonstrate how they sound different. And tell us about them.
OK, well, for the last 12 years or so, I've had an instrument, which is my own instrument, which is a J.B. Guadagnini, made in 1757. Now, Mozart was merely 1 year old when that instrument was created. The other instrument that I also am very fortunate to play is the Regent Stradivarius from 1708, which is on loan from the Royal Academy of Music in London. This instrument, if you put it into some sort of historical context, was made when Bach was 23. He hadn't even composed the piece of music that I'm playing for the download. So it's quite extraordinary you think that this, in fact, it's this year that the Strad had its 300th birthday. If I'm looking that good when I'm 300, I'll be very pleased.
Well, could you demonstrate for us how they each sound?
Yes, I'll play the Strad first. And I'll just play it because I don't want to give anybody any ideas as to what they might think about it. So here's the Strad. I'm going to play a bit of the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto because it demonstrates all four strings very beautifully. And here's the Guadagnini. So I'd like to ask you a question now. Did you hear a difference? And if so, can you put your finger on what it was?
Very, very slight difference. I thought the Guadagnini was a little bit warmer. than the Strad.
Yes, I would probably agree with you. The thing about Stradivarius is, and this is one of the reasons why a lot of violinists covet them and love to play them, they are exceptionally powerful instruments. They're very, very beautiful instruments, and they're rather exciting to play as well. They can take you by surprise, even when you know them very well. They're very responsive. I sometimes like to liken them to a fine racehorse or something where, you know, just if it's having a really good day, it's like, whoa, okay, all right, I'm here to catch up.
You never let it out of your sight, presumably?
No, it's always with me. I don't quite take it to bed, but anyway. Now, the Guadagnini is like, I always think it's like sort of rich velvet. It's very sumptuous. There's no harsh edges. The Strad is good at cutting through, you know, an 80-strong orchestra. The Guadagnini really comes into its own in chamber repertoire or classical, very, you know, early classical music such as, you know, Mozart or Bach. And in fact, I've played the Guadagnini for the Bach, for the download, and the Stradivarius is being played for the Paterson and the Isai.
And you're actually going to be travelling around the country after this, aren't you, with a teepee?
I am. I intend to hire or even buy a teepee. Who knows? It could become something of a hobby. And I want to travel all over the place. I want to take music to people. I want to go into shopping centres. I want to go certainly into schools because education is a large part of the project. And in fact, I've recorded about 20 minutes worth of spoken introductions so that people, if they would like to have an idea of what the piece is about, they've got that information all there. I'd like to go into community centres. I really will happily go anywhere. Again, people can challenge me. Come and play music to us.
Tasmin Little playing Bach on her Guadagnini. And Tasmin's recording, The Naked Violin, will be available to download free of charge from www.tasminlittle.net by Saturday, the 19th of January. Full details are via her Frontway website. And check out your local shopping centre for a teepee.